KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's sunny and 79 degrees in Atlantic. That heat advisory will be in effect from this afternoon forward through this evening for the far west and southwest counties and through 7 p.m. on Friday for the remainder of the KJAN listing area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Well, more volunteers are needed to fill sandbags in Council Bluffs as the community fights to hold back the high water of the flooding Missouri River. Chris Randy with the Council Bluffs Volunteer Center says they also need muscle power to set the sandbags in position over many miles of levees.
I think mostly it's going to maybe include placing sandbags along the levees.
She says volunteers are helping to take a load off the shoulders of city workers who have been working nonstop to keep Council Bluffs safe from the swirling floodwater.
Just trying to help support the city crews as they're trying to maintain and keep the levees as stable as possible.
She says they're looking for strong men and women to help pack the sandbags and get them ready for city crews, but it won't be light work.
So it'll mostly be a matter of picking up and lugging 30, 40-pound sandbags for placement.
There are two shifts planned with hopes of having between 50 and 100 volunteers per shift. For times and locations, volunteers are asked to contact the Bluffs City Clerk or the Council Bluffs Volunteer Center at 712-328-2606. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the Council Bluffs Police Department has issued a traffic advisory concerning the Veterans Memorial Highway. Officials say the Army Corps of Engineers' Missouri River Seepage Blanket Project will result in heavy truck traffic entering and exiting Vets Memorial Highway at the ATV parking lot on the north side. The advisory covers the 3,500 to 4,200 block of Veterans Memorial Highway. Officials say all westbound traffic will need to be prepared to merge to the left lane west of South 35th Street in Council Bluffs. Traffic control devices will assist motorists with the merge, while the right lane will be dedicated to truck traffic only. The closing of the bridge over the swollen Missouri River at Onawa has turned a 10-minute work commute into an hour or more ordeal for some Nebraskans. The riverbank along the bridge's east abutment has forced closure of the bridge and the Iowa Highway 175 stretch over Interstate 29 at Onawa. Sioux City television station KCAU is reporting that eight people who live on the Nebraska side in Decatur work at the Burgess Health Center across the river in Onawa. The hospital is letting them stay free at a nearby house the hospital owns. A hospital spokeswoman also says some employees are camping at that location. Officials of Iowa State University Extension say Cass County native Kate Olson began her work as the Cass County Program Coordinator last week. Olson replaces Bill Dre, who has been the Shared Program Coordinator for Cass and Montgomery counties for the past year and a half. Bill is retiring from his work with ISU Extension in Cass County effective July the 1st. Olson's position has full-time responsibility for Extension programming in Cass County, bringing the resources and research of Iowa State University Extension to the local area. The Extension Services, Kate comes to the position with a good background in agriculture and extension work. She's a graduate of Iowa State University, where she earned a bachelor's degree in animal science. Prior to coming to Cass County, she was employed as the county program coordinator in Shelby County. She also has a background in livestock production, communications, and training, and is a former Cass County 4-H'er. Kate, along with her husband John and two young children, live on a farm just north of Atlantic. The Adair County Temporary Redistricting Committee will meet this evening in the Supervisors Boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. That group is responsible for drawing the new supervisor district lines using the 2010 census numbers and establish the precinct boundaries for voting. The TRC meeting begins at 6 p.m. and includes the election of a chairperson, presentation of instructions to the committee, discussion pertaining to redistricting, and other matters. The Cass and County Board of Supervisors are set to hold their regular weekly meeting today in Atlantic. And during the session, which begins at 9 o'clock, the board will act on appointing a member to the County Veterans Affairs Commission for a 3-year term. A resolution calling for the reimbursement of a loan to the local option fund for the Northwest Water and Sewer Extension Project, the money for which will come from the sale of general obligation bonds. and an extension of tax credits for fiscal year 2011-2012 if the state has sent notification in advance of the meeting. The Board of Supervisors meeting takes place in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. And the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this morning beginning at 9 o'clock in Greenfield. At 9:05, the supervisors will hear from Tom McGovern, assistant to Cass Adair County Engineer Charles Marker, with regard to the awarding of a contract to Murphy Heavy Contracting Corporation of Anita for a Washington Township Bridge project. The board will hear a recap and update on the Adair County Jail / Public Safety project and handle several administrative matters. Among the items on their agenda is discussion and or action on fiscal year 2012 wages, election worker rate of pay, the sheriff's office fiscal year 2012 salaries, sheriff's reserve hourly rate, fiscal year 2012 appropriations and transfer resolutions, appointments to the Compensation Board and Veterans Affairs Commission, and an EMS training grant drawdown. Departing Atlantic Middle School Principal Todd Rocker issued a statement Wednesday thanking the Atlantic Community School District and the Board of Education for allowing him to serve the students, staff, parents, and community for the past 14 years. In his letter, Rocker said he has truly enjoyed his years in the role of school principal. He says also the faculty and staff of the Atlantic Community School District do a great job in working with our students, and they should be commended for their passion and dedication to teaching our youth and to meet the diverse needs of all the students. Rocker said the middle school staff have all worked very hard this past year to promote student achievement. He says our AMS students showed tremendous growth on student achievement scores, and we're very proud of our accomplishments from this past school year as we surpassed our goals for student achievement for the year. Rocker has worked in the field of education for 33 years, 26 of those were as principal, including his 14 years here in Atlantic. His retirement is effective this Friday, June the 30th. And officials of the Union Pacific Railroad have announced their legendary steam locomotive number 844 will be traveling from Council Bluffs to North Platte, Nebraska today. On the way, the train will pass through Missouri Valley and Blair, Nebraska. The engine's final destination is Cheyenne, Wyoming. The UP's Mark Davis said the train is on a tour celebrating local history, railroad heritage, and the Little Rock Express as part of the UP's Great Excursion Adventure, U-Route the Steam Contest. A global positioning system transmitter was installed on one of the rail cars that travels with the train, and that's been integrated into the UP's website for you to follow at www.up.com. By entering STEAM in the search box, you'll be able to view a map of the train's route along with other information, and that data will be updated every 5 minutes. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, the number of Americans making first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week was largely unchanged. The Labor Department reports applications dropped by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 428,000. Applications have topped 400,000 for 12 straight weeks. They dropped to as low as 375,000 in February, and that's a level that would signal sustainable job growth. Lawmakers may be spending the 4th of July holiday on Capitol Hill trying to come to some agreement on a deficit reduction package. That's what President Obama says he expects. But House Speaker John Boehner says the longer the president sticks to his demand that a tax increase for the wealthy accompany a debt ceiling increase, the longer negotiations will take. Minnesota's state government could be headed for a shutdown at the end of the day today. Governor Mark Dayton and Republican legislative leaders didn't strike a budget deal Wednesday, but both sides vowed to keep talking until the midnight deadline. And protests have begun today in Athens, Greece, ahead of a final vote by lawmakers this afternoon on an austerity package that creditors are demanding before they give the country the latest $17 billion installment in a bailout loan. Demonstrations Tuesday and Wednesday turned violent, injuring some 200 people. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, 86-year-old Norman Woltman of Avoca died Friday. Services for Norman Woltman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 75-year-old Paul Whalert of Exira died Sunday. Funeral services for Paul Whalert will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 54-year-old Alan Stephenson of Adair died June 23rd in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.